The Gwaltney Group.
The following is a sponsored program paid for by Robin Gwaltney. Gwaltney Group. RE/MAX Results. Welcome to Rochester Real Estate, featuring Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning. Already Saturday again. I'm Andy Brownell on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results. How are you doing, Robin?
Oh, my goodness. What a week it has been. I'm running around like a crazy lady, but business has been good. I've had a few fun events. And of course, I've been working like crazy getting ready for our client appreciation event this Sunday, tomorrow.
Yeah, it's already here.
Tomorrow. I am ready. I have gotten all the catering lined up. I've gotten all the stuff we need for the tablecloths and all the kids games and all the prizes and the bingo and got it all. We are ready. So it'll be fun, like it's always fun. We have a huge number of people showing up this year. We have 300 RSVPs.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
I know. I'm so excited. So I hope that Flapdoodles truck is ready for that rush because we've got, I mean, even though it's not really lunchtime, right? It's from 1:30 until 3:30. So hopefully people will come hungry because we have smoked chicken, smoked pork, and brisket.
Oh, so we have brisket, really?
125 pounds of meat, okay?
Ooh.
And then I bought... I went to Sam's to buy the buns, and of course they come in those big 16 packs. So I thought, well, how many? I don't know. So I was kind of on my calculator finally. I thought, I'll just buy enough that if there's leftover meat, there's leftover buns. So you know me, I always like to have more instead of not enough. And we have the loaded baked potato salad, which is really yummy. We're having watermelon cookies, chips, and Flapdoodles ice cream. So there'll be lots of food. We've got bottles and bottles of water, lots of sodas. We have, oh my gosh, it is, I don't know. I've had the back end of my Escalade full like four times and I've taken it out to our big trailer. So now everything's in the big trailer except for the food, of course. That won't be picked up until Saturday, but we have everything, today is Saturday. I haven't picked it up yet, but anyway, I have, it's crazy. I mean, this week has gone fast, but I have been working like crazy and hopefully everyone's going to show up tomorrow morning to help me get it all set up. And I know they will because our team rocks and we'll be ready for the party. And we have the fun DJ that we always have, Chris Williams. He's a blast. And the kids games, we got lots of them lined up. We're ready. We are ready.
I told you I'm going to be at a wedding later today.
Yeah.
And well, now that you described the meal that you're serving, I'm going to make sure I get back in time.
Good. I hope so. That would be awesome. So it's never a disappointment. It's always a ton of fun. And we love seeing our clients there because it's fun to be able to see our clients outside of the closing room or outside of looking at houses. It's fun to just interact, right? And I love it when they come year after year and tell me we still love our house, or I even love it more when they say we're getting ready to put our house on the market. We'll be calling you. All of those things. It's great to, stay in touch. We make friendships with our clients. So it's really awesome for us to see them and hang out. It's always a good time.
And you have a perfect weather forecast. I hope I didn't jinx it by saying that.
I know, because the last couple of years we've had rain in the forecast, but ended up with perfect days. So we all know that the forecast doesn't mean everything, but I am banking on perfect weather once again.
All right.
And I do want to say quickly that this party, I mean, anybody that's ever worked with anybody that's on the Gwaltney Group. So let's say you worked with Michael Grobe when he worked for Handy Andy. You are still on his list and you still got an invitation. So anybody who has worked with the Gwaltney Group agents anytime in the past, and if you're working with us now, or if you plan to be working with us in the future, that's who this party's for. So we are, like I said, looking forward to it.
And that's from 1:30 to 3:30 at the History Center of Olmsted County.
Yes.
Ample parking, that's for sure.
Ample parking, face painting, balloon animals, fun games, bingo, hula hoop contest, music, food, ice cream. It'll be fun.
I know those bingo players, they take it seriously.
Oh my gosh, right? They don't leave those seats. They sit down and they are, but that's good, good, good for them.
All right, that's tomorrow afternoon, and I'm sure many of our listeners will make the trip to the History Center and say hello, okay. Robin.
That'll be awesome.
So you said, you know, outside of getting ready for the party, you've been busy as well all week.
Busy, yes. So, you know, I've had a few people stop me different places. I mean, I had a class reunion last weekend, and I had some people say, oh, is the real estate market kind of slow now? I'm like, well, I don't know what world you live in, but not in my world. So truth be told, there are markets that are experiencing, you know, a lull and a slowdown. But here in Rochester, I'll speak specifically, in the last 60 days, 71% of the homes on the market have sold in 30 days or less.
That's an amazing statistic.
Well, and I'm going to tell you why. Because a lot of the houses that have been on the market have been in that $400,000 and under price, which is the sweet spot, which has always been and probably will always be, because it's a affordable price range for first time home buyers and, you know, young families. So that's, if you get up into the move up price range, like the, say, specifically 500 to 800, that's probably the price range that moves the slowest, because a lot of people, even though they can afford to move up and they definitely want more space and they're ready for it, they still are having a tough time giving up that beautiful interest rate that they either got when they bought their house or got when they refinanced their current home. And they're just not ready to jump into the sixes. You know, it's like doubling the interest rate. So it's a tough decision, but eventually they will, because they'll just say, all right, we really can't have 4 kids and 2 bedrooms anymore. We've outgrown this house, you know, or whatever it is.
Yeah, reality sets in.
There you go. Reality,
it might work when they're little, but when those kids get, you know, 12, 11, that age group.
We just want a little more space. Yes. Yeah. And not only that, but I think people realize, my gosh, we work hard. We can afford to have a more comfortable home. And by golly, we're going to do it. So, I mean, we're definitely still seeing people move. This was another, I thought, fun fact. 42% of the homes that sold in the last 60 days in our market sold for over list price.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Now, there is a little bit of, you know, numbers can be played with, right? And so maybe it wasn't the initial list price. Maybe they listed their house for 475, dropped it to 450, and then sold it for 460. But if it was listed at 450 at the time it went under contract, then it sold for more than the list price.
You know, you were talking about how quickly the homes in that sweet spot are selling. A few blocks away from me, a house went up that was well kept, maintained, really nice yard, landscaping. And that thing went in less than a week.
Yeah.
And I wrote another house, not so much. And that one's taking a while.
Well, I wrote an offer for a client, and it was all cash offer on a one level townhome listed for $300,000. And I'm going to tell you that we wrote the cleanest offer, no contingencies. Here's the cash. Here's a copy of the bank account showing you that she has the cash. No inspection. Nothing has to sell. Nothing. And we went to 350, 50, 50, 50,000 over, and we did not win. And we did not win.
Oh, really?
We did not win. Nope. So someone went even higher. So even though everybody thinks that the real estate market is all, I mean, not everybody thinks it. Some people are much more in tune with reality, but some people have the misconception that the real estate market is all gloom and doom, and that is not the case. Yes, we have more inventory on the market, but this is a good thing, people. Now you can go out and shop and you have some choices. You can look at everything in the price range before you make a decision, instead of, oh, you like this house? Buy it right now. And I mean right now, right? Those days were not fun. They were very stressful. So the fact of the matter is, it's a great time to be a buyer. It's also a great time to be a seller because, again, you just heard me say 42% of the homes that sold in the last 60 days sold for more than asking price.
And the last time we talked about the market data a few weeks back, you were describing the inventory supply being like, I think, 2.5 months. That's still historically low.
Exactly. And as far as I can foresee, we're going to be low on inventory because we just keep bringing more and more buyers into the market. Yep. You know, we've talked about this bold forward with Mayo Clinic. And if you read, they say 50,000 more jobs at Mayo Clinic. Well, not maybe just Mayo Clinic, but the spouses, the support, right?
Sure.
But 50,000 more jobs in Rochester before well, it's 15 years,
that's,
right?
Four, that's almost 2040. Mind-boggling when I think about it.
It is mind-boggling. So these people have to live somewhere. So yes, it's definitely a good real estate market compared to so many out there across the country.
And you and I have been around long enough that we remember when IBM actually had more employees than Mayo.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Yep. It was the big thing out there. Now it's so it's just so crazy how that's changed.
Yeah, it is. It's that place is slowly but surely filling up with
it is, you know, with other
different types
other
of companies. Now. Yeah.
Yep, it is, which is good because it's a big, beautiful building and it would be sad if it sat out there and went to waste.
Yeah. Well, we have to take a break, Robin. Let's do that. We'll come back. We'll talk more about Rochester area real estate with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 to Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group Remax Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back. Good morning. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results with us at News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM. We're talking about Rochester area real estate, as always, on a Saturday morning.
Can you even believe that we're talking about Saturday, August 2nd? Like, it's August.
I know.
This has been a fast, fast summer.
It has. I agree wholeheartedly. And it's already, you know, getting dusky at 8 o'clock.
Yes. And I will tell you, my morning walks, well, not every summer warm, but like yesterday morning in particular, it felt like a fall morning walk, like 60.
Yep.
But I like
that. Once that humidity left the air.
Yeah.
But instead, we have the smoke.
And
through this afternoon, it looks like.
And I think by tomorrow, it's supposed to be pretty good. So
yes, it is. It's supposed to clear out tomorrow.
Good. Well, you
like
know,
I, say, I hope I didn't jinx it.
No, you didn't jinx it. No way. So the end of July was, of course, when the Feds met and everybody was kind of anticipating, hoping there was going to be an interest rate drop. And I'm sure by now you've all heard that didn't happen. So here we are.
I didn't think it was going to happen. So
I didn't think it was going to happen either. I had some clients actually just lock in on a 20-year mortgage for 5.8. That wasn't bad.
No, that's not bad at all.
Yeah, I mean, even 6.5, let's face it, you know, here we go, aging ourselves again. But there were days that we would have been super excited to get 6.5 interest rate.
I, in fact, refinanced a home in order to get 6.5%.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And I thought that was the cat's meow. I was bragging about it.
That's so funny. Well, you know, it is the time to just reiterate. Let's not focus so much on what the interest rate is or even what the home price is, because yeah, the home prices are high and they keep getting higher and the interest rates are higher than they've been in the very recent years, but certainly lower than they've been years prior. So they are what they are, right? Nothing we're going to be able to do about it. So the important thing is if you're going to buy a house at $350,000, and your interest rate's going to be 6.75. What's important to you is what's your monthly payment going to be?
Absolutely.
fit into your budget. So we work backwards. You know, when we meet, we say, what are you comfortable paying? What is your budget? What are you paying now to rent? You know, where are you comfortable? Because nobody wants to be house poor. Nobody wants to be, you know, so strapped to their house payment that they can't afford to live life and, you know, go out once in a while or go do some things. So it's really important to me and to everybody on our team that we just help our buyers stay within their comfortable budget so that buying the home is actually a joy and not a stress.
Do you ever run into folks who just don't have a budget and don't know how they're spending their money and have to go through a process?
Absolutely. So, I mean, we kind of have to back out and say, what do you pay for rent right now? You know, do you pay for your utilities? How much are they? Do you pay renter's insurance? How much is that? You know, so we have to add it up. So this is what you're spending right now. Do you feel short each month or do you feel comfortable? You know, do you feel like you have more money? And you've heard me say this so many times and so have our listeners, but your house is really truly your bank account that you live in. So if you have to not be able to put as much money into your savings or your investment because your payment has gotten a little higher, don't stress about that. I mean, yes, you still have to have money set aside. I'm not saying you don't need some, you know, relief funds, right? But it's not super important. Like, I'll give an example of my daughter and son-in-law. When they first bought their land, my son-in-law said, well, I don't know. Is this too expensive for us? And I said, well, first of all, you guys have been putting away $1,000 a month into a college fund besides what you put into your savings and what you put into your retirement fund. And you don't even have a child. And they didn't have a child until they were married 8 years. So I said, yes, you can't afford this. And if it means you can't put the money in the college fund because you're spending the money on the land, then you just have to move it around because this land is only going to go up in value. And it does become a savings account. And by the time your kids go to college, you'll have all this equity in this property that you've bought and then built on. So it's just about educating, teaching people, you know, that it's a home mortgage is good debt.
Yes. It's a good thing to point out. There's bad debt and there's good debt.
Right.
You know,
right.
Furthering your education is good debt.
Right.
Real estate is good debt. There are a couple of things out there.
Correct.
Racking up credit cards to do...
Not good debt.
Mexican vacations, not a good...
Correct.
You may need it for your mental health, but it's not good debt.
Right. Yeah. I think they should make a thing where you could take a vacation once a year and pay for it out of your HSA for your mental health. I think that would be a good deal.
Approach your local lawmaker and ask them to push that one through, Robin.
I'm just saying that would be a good thing. Mental health is important.
You know, the other thing about home ownership, and my children could attest to this, because I told them this going in, and of course they scoffed at me when I said it, but now that they've lived it for a few years, they're seeing that, yeah, you were right. When you move into the home from living that other lifestyle, especially if it's your first home,
right,
it changes the way you spend money.
It sure does. It sure does. You become more responsible with your money by default.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then you end up making better decisions.
Correct.
Hopefully. But I think that's the case for most folks because it
changes
your mindset.
It's all part of growing up, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And it's
Let's take a really quick break here. Come back.
Okay.
A little bit more with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results here at Newstalk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is Newstalk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9
FM. Begin.
To Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group Remax Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning, Saturday morning at News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results. And before the break, Robin, we were talking about, you know, you're living in your savings account.
And, yes.
And you were talking about how values... have been, you know, they have been. It's look back at the graphs. It's an amazing statistic when you look at how much real estate values have increased over the years and decades. Looking ahead, do you have any data on what we can expect?
Yes. Our forecast for our local market is the second half of the year. We expect prices to go up between 2.5% and 3.5%.
That's stronger than I expected, actually.
Yeah, it's really good. So, you know, and in the first half, I believe it was, I was talking 1.5% to 2%. So if you think about that, you know, every one of them is going to be a little different depending on price range, neighborhood, but we're back in that 3% to 5% range for year over year. And 3% to 5% is a really good, steady increase in value. It's the way to build wealth for sure. And most, you know, I think I read the silver tsunami, something like every day, 10,000 people are turning 65 years old. Like for the next, it's like, it's a lot, right? And if you look at, and if, yes, and if you look at where we hold most of our wealth, this, because I'm in that group of people, I mean, I'm not going to turn 65 this year, but it's not far, right? And where most of our wealth is real estate, you know, because most of us own our homes, and then a lot of us own other investment properties in addition to our homes, maybe a second home, maybe rental properties, whatever it is. But the majority of people who will be retiring will be depending on, you know, getting their homes sold or living on the equity of their homes for the end of life.
Yeah, it's part of that equation, your net worth.
Your net worth, correct.
And but you mentioned that forecast for growth, that's a sustainable number, because going back to the pandemic and the crazy times, oh my gosh, if it continued that way, it would have...
Well, people wouldn't be,
nobody would have been able to afford a house.
Nobody could afford a, yes, no matter how much money you made, because there are places like that. You know, there are countries where the majority of the people rent because owning a home is just off the charts ridiculous. So I'm glad we're not there. And yeah, we would not have wanted to continue to increase at double digits year over year, because it would have been really tough.
So before we head out here, do you have any new listings or listings you want to highlight with us?
Sure. Why don't we talk about the ones that have just been on the market for a week? How does that sound?
Great.
All right. So we have Island. It's number 9 Island Heights Court Northeast in Pine Island. It's listed at 5099. It has 3 bedrooms, 3 baths. It sits on a half an acre. It was built in 1990. And this one is just one day on the market, 3,400 square feet.
Looks nice, like size,
a beauty. Yeah. And then we have this one is a dandy. This one is 2215 Hill Place Southwest. So just right up the hill from 2nd Street, right up above Beatles up in there.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's 775. It has 5 bedrooms, 4 bathrooms, a 3-car garage, over 1/3 of an acre, and just under 4,000 square feet.
And so that's like smack dab in the middle of everything. You want to get downtown, you're there in like 3 minutes.
You're minutes away, correct. 412 Northeast Bluff in Preston, Minnesota. This one is an old home, 1859, and it's got 3 beds, 3 baths, a 4-car garage, and it has 2,741 square feet at 469.9. And it's been completely renovated. It is really beautiful, just beautiful house.
I love old houses too.
Mm-hmm. They have so much character and charm, don't they?
Yep.
And then I have another one up on Weather Hill. I am becoming the queen of Weather Hill. This is the 4th one in the last few months, but I'll take it. If there's any more of you out there, call me up. I'd love to help you. 1246 Meadowlark Court Southwest. And this one is a 5-bedroom, 4-bath, 3-car garage. Sits on 5 acres. A fun little tidbit of information about that is that can be divided as long as there's at least 2 acres in each parcel. So you could buy that and divide it into a 3 and a 2, or you could buy that and divide it into two and a half acre lots, keep the house on 2.5 acres and sell the other lot. So that's something to think about.
It is.
And that's a big two-story with 4,636 square feet, finished on all three levels, and just put in a brand new air conditioning unit, just had the house painted, just had the wood floors redone. So it's ready for the next buyer. And that one is being offered at $1,300,000.
Weather Hill, there you go.
Oh, those are all the new this week listings.
Okay.
So those are the ones we haven't talked about last week. Okay.
Well, I suppose I'm going to have to let you get going here in a minute because you've got a lot yet to do before tomorrow afternoon and the big
customer appreciation party. Shout out, because we love our clients so much. So we absolutely love having an opportunity to put on a client event. And we've got literally thousands of dollars worth of prizes, music, fun, games, food. It will be a great day for all of the Gwaltney Group clients, and we're looking forward to seeing you all.
All right. Hopefully see you there as well.
Awesome.
Okay, Robin.
You're at your wedding. I know you're looking forward to it.
Well, good luck getting things ready, and we'll see everybody tomorrow at the big party at the History Center of Olmsted County. Thanks, Robin. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results here at News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.